877-927-9256.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Monday, the 30th of April, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, I got a lot to get to, so I need to do this as speedily as possible. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please go to our Facebook and like. Let us know you're out there. Stay involved. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook personal, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That is double E. Or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. Again, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, give us a call, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, I'm going to start kicking it off twice every hour. That's it. If you'd like to be a part of the show, jump on early rather than later. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, let's get to it really quick. This was Joseph Stalin, and listen to what he said carefully, folks. He said, America is like a healthy body, and its resistance is threefold. It's patriotism, it's morality, and it's spiritual life. They got that backwards. If we can undermine these three areas, said Joseph Stalin, America will collapse from within. Listen to this next quote. Nikita Khrushchev, he said this, we will take America without firing a shot. Listen carefully. We will bury you. We can't expect the American people to jump from capitalism to communism, but we can assist their elected leaders in giving them small doses, incrementally, folks, small doses of socialism until they awaken one day to find that they have communism. This Russian leader goes on. We don't have to invade the United States. He said, we will destroy you from within. Tomorrow is May Day protest. Calls for a general strike with no work, no school, no banking, and no shopping in Toronto, Barcelona, London, Sydney, and among hundreds of cities in North America, Europe, and Asia. Folks, let me ask you the question. New World Order, how do you create it? You create chaos, and then you bring out what? A new order. So who's creating the chaos? Why are the laws not being enforced against them that are smoking dope in parks, selling drugs, having open sex, defecating on cop cars? Where's the laws to be enforced, folks? Didn't you hear yesterday, Mr. President Barack Hussein Obama of corporate America mocking everything that the conservatives stand for? Well, if I say everything, that's too broad of a stroke. For your principles, he was mocking birthers as he winks. Says his mom was born in Kansas and his dad was in Kenya. Said I was born in Hawaii, and then he winks at the audience. I mean, let me ask you something, folks, on a serious note. Does this man have the pith and the marrow to be a leader of the free world? The man doesn't know how to tell the truth. Every time he says white, you better look to the black. Every time he says east, you better look to the west. Let me tell you this, and I know that I'm right. May Day is contrived from them that are within, not without. Just rest assured. This thing doesn't have legs on its own because it's a good idea, friends. Someone's paying these jokers to do what they're doing, and the question is who? See, revolutionaries, when they don't care about what the outcome is, they just want to create chaos to overthrow, let's say, I don't know, the Constitution of the United States, the Republic. And how do you do that? Well, John Adams rightly said that our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people. It's totally inadequate to the government of any other. Or what did Charles Carroll, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, say? He said, without morals, a republic cannot subsist in any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. All you libertarians, you're guilty of anarchy. All you leftists, everybody already knows who you are.
Yeah.
You GOP members in this country that's going right along with what the left is doing, you're just as guilty as anybody else if you're not fighting for the Republic and the Constitution, one nation under God. Food for thought. You know what I was thinking about on the way over here? Just food for thought. A little rabbit trail. You don't know why we have so many repeat offenders, folks? Because they don't teach them the fear of God in the penitentiary. Does penitentiary sound familiar, friends? Contrition. Penitence. And they're not sorry. They go in there and they take a class as how to commit another crime. And when they get out, well, they got, you know, they're insured three strikes before they're out. They're encouraged to commit the crime. Back to my point, folks, those that are aiming at God, look at your reaping now. Oh, we don't need God. I know. How's that working out for us, folks? Now, when I come back, I'm going to take you to a high school convention where we have a mentally ill individual named Dan Savage. I'll tell you more when we come back.
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
So, to bring it into context, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You better bet your bottom dollar, folks, that this May Day protest is contrived because it's happening all over the country. This is what they do when they push illegal agendas like gay marriage and put Britney Spears and Madonna kissing on the front page of the papers all over the world. This isn't some isolated incident, friends. It's contrived to overthrow. That's what this is about. Just ask the guy in the White House. What they're protesting, May Day is a celebration of the international labor movement and left-wing movements. Listen carefully. See, these are the people that don't want a job, friends. If you bring a job application, they just dance around you. They don't want to work. That's what socialists are. They live off the capitalists. But what happens when the capitalist is no more? Then they destroy themselves.
Yep.
That's where you're going right now, friends. One of the things I said right before the break, too, is libertarians. It's interesting. I just did a college last week in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and the one that attacked me, the only one that attacked me, by the way, verbally, was a libertarian who was siding with the immoral, of course, making allegations and accusations unsubstantiated because he heard from the press. But the word libertarian is licentiousness of opinion and practice, unrestrained indulgences of lust, debauchery, lewdness. So when you call yourself a libertarian, you might want to look up the definition before you actually take the title and put it across your chest. So anyways, we got that cleared off. Just this week, a spokesperson for the Homosexual Anti-Bullying Campaign, which is nothing more than the affirmation of homosexuality, just ask Kevin Jennings from GLSEN, he exemplified my point to a T when he began to dare God's justice by attacking the Bible. Listen carefully. I've said this since day one. I've said this since day one. This guy made me so happy because he did everything that I've been telling the American people about.
Took the mask off.
Oh, he totally took off the mask in every sense of the word. I go on. It was reported that this bully, the first thing that he did was, in front of a group of teenagers, a journalism on the Edge convention in Seattle, to a bunch of high school journalists from across the country, the first thing this mentally ill individual said was this: I hope you're all using birth control. That's the first thing he said to the students. And he was supposed to be an anti-bullying speaker, friends. Then the next thing he said was that the Bible was BS, and then continued spewing out sexual innuendos to, listen carefully, high school students' friends. This bully also set an atmosphere of hostility towards Christians who espoused beliefs that he was literally taking on. More than 100 students walked out of his derogatory, perverted, deranged, vulgar, and backward speech in a high school journalism forum. Yes, I said high school. The bully that took off the mask of the radical homosexual agenda was none other than Dan Savage, founder of a It Gets Better Project, an anti-bullying campaign with supporters and contributors from none other than, guess who, friends? Barack Hussein Obama. Savage and his husband were guests at the White House for President Obama's 2011 LGBT Pride Month reception, as well as attendees at the White House Anti-Bullying Conference. Folks, his first pick was Kevin Jennings, who wrote a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary, whose icon was none other than Harry Hay from North American Man-Boy Love Association, whose motto it was to walk down parades with the gays, the homosexuals, chanting sex before eight before it's too late. This was the anti-bullying speaker picked by the President of the United States to stand in front of a bunch of high school students from across the country and attack the Bible. Tell them it was BS. Hope you're on the pill. Folks, back to the president. Keep in mind, this is the same president who overlooked the ICE investigation into the Pentagon, where 5,000 employees were investigated for child pornography. Yes, you heard me rightly. Who appointed over 225 homosexuals into key positions, and transvestites, by the way, including Supreme Court Justice Alina Kagan, who queerified Harvard, and who appointed, again, as I said earlier, Czar Kevin Jennings. No wonder this bully felt so emboldened to attack a bunch of high school students and right under the noses of their parents. Dan Savage is also the same radical homosexual that was speaking to these students, high school students in Seattle, who said on HBO he wished all the Republicans were blanking dead. He also said, I sometimes think about blanking the blank out of Santorum, sodomizing Rick Santorum. He said, I think Rick Santorum needs it. Let's bone that Santorum. I'm up for whipping up some Santorum in Santorum. Talking about the secretion from anal sex with a man. Now, let me rewind just a minute here about a month back when we did a high school in Dunkerton, Iowa, and we exposed Elton John for saying you can have sex with anything, but it stops at goats. You draw the line at goats, in essence. We were under attack like nobody's business, and I praise God for it. Because this guy just came in right behind us and showed the world what it was really about. Oh, by the way, in 2006, Dan Savage said that the Green Party Senate candidate, Carl Romanelli, who was running against Democrat Bob Casey, the eventual winner, he said, listen carefully. He said he should be dragged behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope, said this loving, tolerant, homosexual Dan Savage. Now, if I'm right, James Byrd Jr., his death was just that, and that is the signature series across hate crimes. He was drugged by some white folks until there was nothing left of the body of James Byrd Jr. on the rope. Folks, this is what I try to tell you over and over and over and over and over and over again. The very things that they decry are the very things they are advocating. This guy couldn't have did a better job than what he did this week. And you think I'm going to lay down and play dead? When you have a bunch of mentally ill, this individual is mentally ill, and tell him I said so. Talking to a bunch of high school students at a journalism course, and they knew that this guy stood for these things? And he's President Obama's right-hand man for the anti-bullying program when he's out there bullying a bunch of students? Folks, if the president and the homosexual lobby went out to prove my point, it could not have done a better job. They could have not done a better job. In concert, these two radicals are clearly and literally at war with God and America as you know it. No question about it. I'm going to play the piece for you in just a minute here. The homosexual lobby is foolishly being used as a political battering ram by an administration only to undermine and implement foreign law to that of America's and everybody else that's sympathizing with their movement. It's doing the same thing. The radicals are at the end of trying to deceive the American people. Now they took the mask off. The American people have found out their agenda by discovering the homosexuals, every deception through their false premise of civil rights, hate crimes, and now their bullying cry. Folks, after I play this piece for you, I'm going to ask you the question, who did the bullying? People have seen clearly after Saturday's demonstration their version of tolerance and love, and it's quite the opposite. Attack and then cry victim. Attack and then cry victim is their new face for the world to see. Just ask Dan Savage. Bigotry to the fullest, hate and intolerance towards anyone who resists their agenda. It's that simple. And America must come to the very realization that this agenda undermines everything that we are. Folks, I said he attacked the Bible. For those that didn't know, the bedrock is the Declaration of Independence. Laid upon that is what? Common law? The Ten Commandments? Mosaic Institution? What is he attacking? Thank you. What did Charles Carroll say again? He said, independence, he said, reminds us that without morals, a republic cannot subsist any length of time. They, therefore, who are decrying the Christian religion, whose morality is so sublime and pure, and which ensures to the good eternal happiness, are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for the duration of free governments. I said free governments. Folks, totalitarianism is exactly what this is. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot. Your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, folks, before I play this piece from Mr. Dan Savage, preaching to a bunch of students at a journalism convention in Seattle. Do you know that last week when I was at my assembly, just to show you the mentality of what we're dealing with, the very definition of reprobates is what you're dealing with on the left. This is what you're dealing with throughout the media, the bloggers. This is how sick they are in their mind. William Jacobs had 40,000 images, graphic images of child pornography. He was just sentenced to 18 years in prison. A high-profile attorney in the state of Minnesota molested a 15-year-old boy. He sodomized him. High-profile attorney. He just got 18 years in prison. Do you know that the gay community is calling me a hater and a bigot for doing that, folks? For saying Jerry Sandusky has 52 counts of child crime, sexual crimes. Do you know that the homosexual community, they label me as a hater and a bigot? Is that like the most incredible? How come they're not decrying Jerry Sandusky? Just last week, they put in the paper that I was calling for the jailing of homosexuals. If you're committing crimes against children, you better bet your bottom dollar I'm calling for your jailing. Number two, how come when I talk about little kids that are being violated, if they're female, how come the press never picks up on that, friends? How come it's just when I talk about how when men are violating men, why is it that they... No, this is how sick these people are in their mind, folks. I mean, when I look at what these people, the very little time that I do spend, and Jake just went online for a minute, you say white, these people say black. You're not dealing with folks, I just got done reading you a minute ago as to what this mentally ill Dan Savage said when he said that he wants to drag them behind a truck until there's nothing left but the rope. You're not dealing with people, folks, that think like me and you. Oh, by the way, when Dan Savage was on HBO talking about how he wanted to sodomize Rick Santorum, there was another show host there that was talking about blanking Michelle Bachmann. I mean, Is that funny?
That's a good agenda for, yeah.
No, I mean, is that healthy? Oh, and folks, everything I do and say, I document. And I'm telling you what, these people give me half a reason I'm going for it. They give me a half a reason, because what we're going to do is we're going to publish this stuff and we're going to show you people out there how they pick and choose. They don't ever finish the sentence. They don't ever put it into context. You just seen a prime case of this with NBC and the Martin Trevon and George Zimmerman case. They're doing this all the time, folks. And America just laughs about it and thinks it has nothing to do with them. It'll never touch me in a million years. I know, but what about your posterity? What about your kids? What about future generations when they figure out you did nothing on their behalf? Then what's going to happen? I want to play this piece by Dan, mentally ill Dan Savage. And I want you to hear carefully and listen to his tolerance and his style of love. And keep in mind, this is Obama's right-hand man for his anti-bullying campaign, talking to a bunch of high school students at a journalism convention in Seattle. Go ahead and play it.
The Bible. We'll just talk about the Bible for a second. People often point out that they can't help it. They can't help with the anti-gay bullying. Because it says right there in Leviticus. It says right there in Timothy. It says right there in Romans that being gay is wrong.
Hang on a second. Stop right there. It doesn't say that it's wrong. It says that it's sin. Mm-hmm. S-I-N. 1 John 3:4 declares that sin is the transgression of God's law. Thus far, this little piece, who's he at war with, friends? The Bible. Go on.
Learn to ignore the in the Bible.
The BS, he said.
Gay people. The same way we have learned to ignore the in the Bible about shellfish, about slavery, about dinner, about farming, about menstruation, about virginity, about masturbation. We ignore in the Bible about all sorts of things.
BS,
the Bible is a radically pro-slavery document.
Stop. Pro-slavery. Well, it is to anybody that wants to live in licentiousness.
Sure.
Anybody that wants to break a law, cops are pigs. That's why these people call cops pigs.
Yeah.
Because they love lawlessness. They hate anybody that enforces the laws. So who does he aim it at? Christians who are supposed to magnify the Constitution, the laws, the embodiment of our laws. That's why they hate them. Folks, what are they doing? Are the people that are maintaining who we are as a people, are we asking to overthrow the laws? Or are the radical homosexuals asking to overturn the laws? Thank you. The other thing is, he might want to put it into context when he just sets a fleece out there and attacks. He might almost want to do a little homework on those that mock God, as we've been sharing over the last couple weeks, folks. He might want to do a little homework on that, because God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He might want to do a little homework on that. You want to spend your life going against the things of God? I'll tell you what, you're going to find yourself on your back real quick. It doesn't take that long. Just ask Voltaire. Ask anybody that has spent their lives warring against God. Just ask Mussolini. Just ask Hitler. Just ask any one of those guys that thought they had a bright new idea. Look where they're at now. So when he's talking about the Bible, he needs to hold it in context. And what you're not seeing on film right now, friends, is the 100 students that stood up together in unison and began to walk out. When you're watching the film, that's all you're doing is seeing kids cover the screen as they're walking out. They're vacating. Listen to how he attacks them now. Go ahead.
Slave owners waved Bibles over their heads during the Civil War and justified it. The shortest book in the New Testament is a letter from Paul to a Christian slave owner about owning his Christian slave. And Paul doesn't say Christians don't own people. Paul talks about how Christians own people. We ignore what the Bible says about slavery because the Bible got slavery wrong. Sam Harris, in Letter to a Christian Nation, points out that the Bible got the easiest moral question that humanity has ever faced wrong. Slavery. What are the odds that the Bible got something as complicated as human sexuality wrong? 100%. The Bible says that if your daughter's not a virgin on her wedding night, if a woman isn't a virgin on her wedding night, she shall be dragged to her father's doorstep and stoned to death. Calista Gingrich lives. And there is no effort. There is no effort to amend state constitutions to make it legal to stone women to death on their wedding night if they're not virgins. At least not yet. We don't know where the GOP is going these days. People are dying because people can't clear this one last hurdle. They can't get past this one last thing in the Bible about homosexuality. One other thing I want to talk about is, so you can tell the Bible guys in the hall, they can come back now because I'm done beating up the Bible. It's funny as someone who's on the receiving end of...
You know, what's interesting here too, folks, is, first of all, who hired this guy to do this job? That'll probably answer the question as to why do you hear audience in concert with Dan Savage? That might be the first thing you want to ask. But you need to understand the relation with the Obama administration.
That's right.
Because there's much more to Dan Savage than just anti-religious bullying. He's one of the biggest bullies on the planet, folks. And he's the point person for the White House specifically and what they had specifically chose. They specifically chose Dan Savage for their anti-bullying, to go out and to bully the kids into submission, to divide the line. Folks, listen clearly. This guy exemplifies mental illness in every sense of the word.
Yep. Mental illness, unleashed.
Un-American, unpatriotic in every sense of the word. Now, I don't know if there's legal action going to be taken on with this guy, but I guarantee you there's retribution. As a matter of fact, we're hearing right now that even the homosexuals are demanding that he do a retraction and an apology to these kids. Is that true, Jake?
Yeah, the Huffington Post just said gay conservatives are saying to him that he should be. So his own.
How does that work?
Well, they know, and I've learned this by going to parades and stuff like that. They know that if they get too radical, it works against them.
Yeah.
Like when they released the statistic about the 42 years of age or the average homosexual lifespan is.
Yeah,
they
but Jake,
it worked against
but Jake,
them.
You had a homosexual already basically undo your stat.
Yeah, the homosexuals were the one, the pro-homosexuals were the ones that created the stat. And then when they saw it wasn't working for them, then they came on the backside and condemned the stat.
After you shared the stat.
Oh, boy. You know, facts are stubborn things.
They are.
You know, the next thing is after this marriage thing, you know what they're going to push next? The consent age. If this is allowed to continue to go, they're going to push down
sure.
the consent age.
Well, I got a question. Why are they aiming for the children?
They love the children. It's the same reason that every homosexual talks about how those little boys, sex before eight, before it's too late. We've got to get them when they're young and they're innocent. Because when you get old, ugly, fat, AIDS and your belly gets big.
But aren't those pederasts?
Yes, they are. Homosexual crimes against little children.
Thank you. Just wanted to clarify, Jake.
Is. And
just,
on their websites.
Just wanted to clarify.
You know, interestingly enough, I saw on one of the websites, on the banner that they have, the banner ad, it's selling a drug that allows you to get rid of your bloated stomach if you have HIV on a gay website.
Oh, but
is it not a test to them?
But attestation, I guess it's
all over them.
That works for them, I guess,
I suppose.
Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Wow. I suppose the reason
You know, I've never... Here's another one. Just since we're on this topic. It's interesting that, you know, even those stats that we talked about with child pedophilia, mm-hmm. how we exposed that. You know what the gay community did? They said I was a hater for protecting the kids. No, folks, I just want you to understand the mentality here. We're going to put this into perspective. They put in the paper, jailing homosexuals. No. Let's put it into context, friends. Let's not forget the whole sentence. You violate kids, you don't have to worry in some cases if the cops are going to come to your house if you violate some kids. Because they'll deal with you right on the spot, and it's not going to be pretty.
I think it shows that the gay lobby, if you will, how little they are concerned about the youth. It shows what's next on their agenda. After they can get you to embrace that it's normal to be homosexual, then they're going to go after the kids straight up, not just with education.
Jake,
they're going to lower
that
law of consent.
Queerify the elementary, friends.
Yeah, that's the
Listen,
education.
Listen, 53 countries, I want you to hear what I'm saying. Queerify the elementary. Why are the kids being aimed for?
Yep.
How come the homosexual community isn't decrying abortion? I mean, that's hatred.
Or Jerry Sandusky.
Jerry Sandusky. I haven't seen a report where they're decrying him at all.
No rainbow banners around any reports of that.
What's up with that?
They must not really care. I mean, you just brought
no,
up
they queerifying. Don't put, you can all, folks, listen to me carefully. Go online. Do a Google search on my name anywhere you'd like. Notice how the left attacks me. They do it in part. Because they can't do it as a whole. They can't do it in context. They just can't. And here we are today. And folks, my campaign, of course, is less than 2 minutes of my assembly is spent on homosexuals.
Yep.
But it shows you what the media and the homosexual lobbyists are working together to do. To overthrow who we are and attack anybody that stands up for the American ideals.
That one also shows
you. Oh, we're pro-family, too, by the way. We're not anti-anything. I'm anti-crime is what I am, and I am pro-life in every sense of the word. But I'm not going to keep babysitting these sick-minded individuals because, for the most part, when you go online, folks, now the left, the socialists, now what they're doing is they're saying that he wasn't attacking the Christian kids. He was attacking. What was he attacking? I'm curious. Can we play the rest of that here? There's a little bit here left for you to hear, friends. Go ahead and listen to this.
Back now, because I'm done beating up the Bible.
He's done beating up the Bible. That's funny. That's funny, Dan.
Funny as someone who's on the receiving end of beatings that are justified by the Bible. How pansy some people react.
Pansy age. Wow. Isn't that interesting? This is the guy.
I apologize if I hurt anyone's feelings, but I have a right to defend myself.
Hi.
And to point out the hypocrisy of people who justify anti-gay bigotry by pointing to the Bible and insisting we must live by the code of Leviticus on this one issue and no other.
Well, where's he at, dude? Because it's all over the Bible.
Yeah.
First Timothy 1:9, Jude 7.
He quoted the New Testament. He brings up the fact that he's not attacking Christians.
Romans 1:24.
He's attacking the Bible. Okay,
1 Corinthians 6:9.
This is the difference between Christians nowadays and Christians what Christians once were. The Bible, if you attack the Bible, you're attacking the code of Christianity.
That's right.
But nowadays, that's not the case because you can be Christian and not believe the Bible. That's how they justify sin, and it happens all the time.
But wait a second. We've got to take Billy in New York real quick. Hold up with me, Billy. Listen carefully. This is the guy that said he needed to defend himself.
Like the Jetsons.
Sick-minded, mentally ill Dan Savage said he needed to defend himself. But Dan, you're the guy that said you wish all Republicans were blanking dead. I'm kind of curious to know. You're the guy that said you wanted to sodomize Rick Santorum on HBO. And then your friend said you wanted to blank Michelle Bachmann. What do you mean defend? It sounds to me like you're attacking while you're crying victim. And this is what America seems to be falling for across the board. And by the way, do I need to go any further than the fact that Obama picked Dan Savage to be his man for anti-bullying while he goes out there and bullies a bunch of young high school students? Wow! He's also the guy that said, you know what? We need to drag some of these people behind a pickup until the only thing left is the rope. Until there's nothing left but the rope. This is the spokesperson for anti-bullying in public high schools throughout the United States? You have got to be kidding me! Someone's going to bring legal charges on him. Something's coming. For him to go that far and then to look at this guy's history and then to create a website, folks, Santorum, talking about the secretion from sodomy sex. I mean, that's how sick this dude is. And by the way, Obama and Biden, vice president, did advertisement videos for Dan's project. It gets better. What do you mean it gets better? Oh, progressive. Wow. Folks, this is a totalitarian mindset. Do it my way or else. Wow, he's got the support of Obama. By the way, this program, both me and Jake, we will no longer do interviews outside of a live camera. No more. Because we're working with our lawyers right now to make sure that everybody understands. You take me out of context again. You misrepresent me again, we're coming for you. Because they know what they say, friends. They know what they say. They know what they're doing. And they can get away with it as long as they weren't told prior to. Billy in New York, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello.
How are you, my friend?
Okay. Yes. The reason why I'm calling is because Dan Savage did two different wrongs, and one of them is obvious, and the other one is less obvious. The obvious one is what you've been talking about, is that while he decries bullying, he is doing his own bullying.
That's right.
Okay. But here's a less obvious point. There are many people who have nothing to do with the homosexual agenda, who are quite frankly disgusted by it, but who don't want bullying and want reform schools to be reopened. Teachers will tell you, if you were to interview teachers, for example, and you were to ask, how do you get somebody who is, quite frankly, physically violent to other students and is harming other students, how do you get them into reform school? And they'll tell you that it's a very, very long process. And so the thing is, to connect anti-bullying and the gay agenda, to me, is actually harming the anti-bullying agenda, where, you know, I want to put bullies in reform school, and that has nothing to do with the homosexual agenda at all. But by them hijacking it,
gotcha.
It's a very disgusting thing. Imagine if there were homosexuals who were marching around pushing the homosexual agenda and water filtering. I'm a guy who filters his water. What happens to me when I and a lot of people who have nothing to do with the gay agenda, who are disgusted by the gay agenda, are filtering the water? In other words, it's hijacking the filtering of water.
And that's a part of the politics involved in this bill, is that they will grab anything that will work in their momentum, and so bullying just happens to do it, because bullying is legit. There really is that goes on in high schools, always has, and everybody emotionally sympathizes with a young person that's being bullied. But I want to correct what you said. Well, I don't want to correct what you said, but I want to say their thought process to that, because in an HP article that was written, this man said, that's impossible.
People about get Dan bullied. Savage.
Yeah, we immediately become a memo against Dan's critics, is that those who walked out of his talk felt bullied by him. But that's impossible, they say.
Yeah.
People get bullied because of who they are, how they look and act and what they say, perceived as being in some critical way weak or lacking. So what he's saying is you actually can't be bullied unless you are gay. You can't be bullied if you're a Christian and somebody's offending you. No. It reminds me back in political science when I had a school, when I had a professor who was black, who said that you can't be a victim of racism if you're white. That's ridiculous. It's a one-way street, and that's how they hijack, like you just said. And thank you for that, Bill. They hijack the cause because they know where it's going, and they see the end of it will work for them. It's politically expedient for them.
Oh, and by the way, the National Education Association, so you can understand how the teachers' unions are working hand in glove, they have a homosexual caucus. Now they have a drag queen caucus. Also got to keep in mind, folks, that the NEA refused to pass an amendment protecting students from their teachers. So do you see where this is going,
sexual
folks?
Misconduct.
You better stand up and do something about it. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Thanks for the call, Bill. Got to go. Love you by what we do. See ya.
We are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.